we're kind of adding some people to, you know, the staff here in the building on 99.70 JX. Not necessarily 99.70 JX, but just in the building. And so, you know, we're going
sister
through,
stations.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going through like the process of just kind of meeting some individuals, some applicants and things like that. And, you know, Kelly and I get to go out and get some dinner and things like that.
And have some drinking drinks.
Have a few drinks.
And be like, I don't know you, Sash.
yeah, you know, because everybody loosens up a little bit when you got a little drinking, you know, right? Sorry, it sounded like I was asking for some pudding pops there for
it
a second.
It did, a little bit. Oh, there's a little pudding pops.
What's some of the weirdest questions that you've either asked or heard had to answer during an interview process? Because, like, you know, we're floating some weird ones out there just to see, because I mean, this industry is a bunch of just weird people.
Yeah, we celebrate a little weirdness.
Thrown together, maybe on the spectrum, maybe type A's, you know, just quirky individuals. Because if we were, quote, normal, as we've always said, it'd be a boring show. So, you know, we're just getting to know these people and everything, and it's just kind of funny hearing, you know, some of the answers and then, you know, what they connect over. Last night there was a moment. There was some random band that was.
You don't even remember the band, do you?
What? Yeah, it was OAR.
It was OAR.
Yeah.
It was. And our boss Steve is just like, I need to know one thing. How do you feel about OAR?
And this applicant was like,
Are you kidding me? Is this a joke?
That's my favorite band. And then they spent the next 15 minutes just discussing in the intricacies of this band.
Amy, and I just sat back, looked at each other, and said, what just happened? You just faded out of the room in this moment.
But they spent
like 15 minutes fangirling over this and sharing experiences with this band and meeting them and all the things.
It's funny.
It was really precious.
It's funny. Chase rolls in and says, I was asked, do you have a problem with marijuana smoke? Because we have a couple people who smoke.
Oh, wow. Like, at work?
I mean,
what kind of a job is that?
Hey, and you're like, well, tell me more.
Wow. And he said, I think it responded with, well, do you have a problem with
right,
it?
Right, exactly.
It doesn't really matter what I think.
Yes.
You're the boss. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. Got another text from a listener. Dana said, if the sky was raining musical notes, what song would it be?
Oh, wow. That is left field. What's the right answer there?
I don't know.
That's the thing. You try to go in your brain and go, okay, what are they hoping to hear in this moment?
Well, I think probably, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dana, but like it's probably just, can you think on your feet? How creative are you? Type of thing. And, you know, if you're like, it wouldn't be a song.
I would say my answer immediately would be the entire No Strings Attached album from NSYNC. It'd be the entire album.
Oh, wow.
Not just one song? Not just one song. I'd need the entire album.
Oh my gosh. It's a big sky.
It can handle the entire album.
It's a big sky. It can handle the entire album.
And we're starting with, it's going to be mine.
I know. That is your jam. That is your jam for sure.
Yes.
Chrissy rolled in. We're talking about some of the best interview questions you've heard. She said, I once got asked, if you were a cereal, what would you be and why? And I said Cinnamon Toast Crunch because I look calm, but bring the crunch under pressure.
Oh, that's cute. She got the job.
Yeah, she did. She was like, anybody who respects breakfast metaphors respects me.
Yeah, because I would have just said Cookie Crunch because I love chocolate chip cookies. Did I get the job?
Cookie Crunch. I love chocolate chip cookies. I like sugar. Sugar, lots of sugar. Because I'm sweet like sugar.
Because I'm sweet like sugar. Hire me.
All right. 502-795-1997. If you want to add to this, we'll take a couple more. All right. So what are some of the random interview questions you've heard? It's 99.7 DJX. What the Hell Any Melanie rolls in and says, the absolute most annoying question you get is, if you see your coworker crying, what are you going to do?
Oh, gosh.
She's like, I'm going to mind my own business. What do you mean? And I'm like, listen.
That sounds like a them problem.
Yeah, sucks to suck, Carol, thing. But pull it together.
We're at work. There's no crying at work.
I know. Why don't you go to the bathroom and weep like everyone else?
That's so great. Oh, yeah. Was it? Oh, Benjamin.
Yeah.
Said, you know, it's really more about how they adapt the question. Are they literal or are they going to be like, I'm the windshield wipers. I remove obstacles so we can move forward clearly and safely. If you were a car, what part would you be?
Oh.
That's genius.
If you were a car, what part if you
were,
would you
if
be?
If you were a car, what part of the car would you
I
be?
I would be the wheels in the engine. Vroom, vroom. Let's go. Get on me.
Get on me.
So ride
you
me.
You were good. No,
ride
you were
me
good.
All
he
the
said
way.
That because I'm a go-getter. I go, go, go. That's what he didn't say. Don't say ride me. That's not, no. I'd be the seat.
I'd be the seat.
Get in, baby.
Because I'm soft to touch and you want to get on me.
Stop! We would, see, this is why we would not, if we were asked these kinds of questions.
These would be great questions. Why don't people ask us those questions?
No, I don't think so.
We would for sure get the job.
No, we would not. We would not.
Melissa said, I had an interviewer once ask me what reality show would I thrive on. I said Survivor. Didn't get the job. Maybe they wanted Love Island chaos. Love
Island. That's kind of great.
All right.
Oh, Ashley says, I always love the tell me about a time you failed spectacularly question.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I told them about sending a company-wide email with a meme attached instead of a spreadsheet.
Love those.
They said self-awareness is employable and gave me the job.
Ah, see, there you go.
That's great.
Red Bubble Rachel says, I got asked what superhero I would be in an interview. I said Batman because he's resourceful and kicks butt with brain and his brain is his superpower.
Yeah, that's really good.
Oh, that is.
I like that. I probably would have said Wonder Woman because she's hot and she had an invisible plane. I don't think that would have gotten me any points. And she can lasso stuff, and that's cool.
What superhero would I be?
What would you say?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Maybe Elastic Man?
Elastic Man?
Yeah.
How would that benefit a company? Because if anyone needed me to reach something for them, I could.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that it?
Because I'll bend over backwards for this company.
Wow.
Kendra said, I had an interviewer randomly ask, you're stranded on an island. You can bring three coworkers. Okay. Who would you bring and why?
Oh, no.
Kendra said, I chose the quiet accountant, the IT guy, and the office mom.
My survival squad.
Yes. They appreciated the strategy and hired me.
That's great. I love that.
That's funny.
Oh, Dave said, I've always heard this question, just never heard it in an interview setting.
Oh.
Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that before.
And, yeah, they went full internet brain. I chose 100 duck-sized horses as manageable chaos, accepted the job. Apparently, they just wanted to see if I'd commit.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I would want to fight one horse-sized duck because that would be terrifying.
It would, and yeah. I'd have nightmares about it.
Yeah.
Although the other scenario is not ideal either.
No, because, you know, there are little small horses running at you, probably trying to trip you.
Right.
Anyways, these are good. Thank you for those.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. All right, it's 99.7 DJX.